Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, award-winning meteorologist Brad Field. Brad, good morning. Welcome back to Brad and Dan.
Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. We had, you know, I was just thinking about this before we went on. We had Harvey and Irma a couple of weeks ago, and now we've got the couple of Jose and Maria floating around out in the Atlantic.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Talk about Jose, first of all. Jose hasn't gone away, I guess.
No, and, you know, while we are looking outside today and, you know, seeing an occasional peak of sun, the wind that we're experiencing this morning is a direct result of Jose. And I was looking at the National Weather Service from Taunton, Massachusetts, and there's a lot of reports of tree and wire damage for our friends in southeastern Massachusetts and Cape Cod. And today, a tropical storm warning is still up for Cape Cod and Block Island and Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. And I have a friend from my hometown who's been trying to get across to Nantucket, and she said that they said that the ferry will run at a minimum tomorrow. So right now, we've got that tropical storm warning up for southeastern Massachusetts. Jose is located at 39.6 north and 68.1 west, which is a position about 150 miles southeast of Nantucket. This is the type of thing that if it were a nor'easter in the winter, Cape Cod would be getting pounded with snow, and we would get just a few clouds back here. Maximum winds with Jose right now are 60 miles per hour. So that's the deal on Jose, and Jose is staying fairly stationary, not going to move, I don't think, over the next 4 or 5 days. But what that does is it churns up the water beneath the storm, and the upwelling causes the ocean water to turn colder, and that will weaken Jose with time. So Jose is undergoing a slow but steady death.
Let me ask you, Brad, one of the things that's difficult, and my God, you feel terrible, in Puerto Rico, I understand that in some sections of that country, they won't have electricity for a year.
No, it's crazy. They said every single home and business on the grid in Puerto Rico is without power. Single one. So they have to start from scratch. This is the worst storm in at least 85 years to hit Puerto Rico. It hit as a Category 4 when it came ashore, capable of doing extreme damage, and that's exactly what it did. There are, beside the wind damage and the power grid, I also read that the airport is closed for a minimum of a week in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And, you know, until they can get it in shape to run a couple of planes in and out of there. So the island is a total mess right now. They're projecting that there's the possibility of an additional 4 to 8 inches of rain on parts of the island today, which would bring the rain total up to 35 inches.
Wow.
And there are flash floods and mudslides going on as well. So it's just crazy, crazy bad in Puerto Rico. Right now, Maria is pulling away from Puerto Rico, but it's up near the Dominican Republic right now. And we've got hurricane warnings in effect for the Turks and Caicos and also parts of the southeast Bahamas. So Puerto Rico did do a number on Maria. She went from a Category 4 hurricane to a Category 2 hurricane, but it's back out over warm water right now, and the National Hurricane Center is projecting that it will strengthen again into a very possibly into a major hurricane once again. And Brad and Dan, I wanted to give our listeners a website that they can go to for the latest information. No hype at all. This is direct from the National Hurricane Center. It's NHC for National Hurricane Center .NOAA. NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration .gov. That is the straight scoop, the no hype data from the National Hurricane Center. That's what I use to get all the information that I'm sharing with you this morning. So the projection on Maria is to skirt along the southeast Bahamas and up along the Bahamas, but to the east of them. So that would be good because they'd be on the more gentle side of the hurricane. It looks like most of the energy this week from the hurricane is going to be spent between southeastern sections of the United States and Bermuda. So in other words, it will be sort of traveling north, paralleling the eastern seaboard of the United States, but hundreds of miles out into the ocean. But as you know, our geography up here in New England, we stick out.
That's right.
We stick out into the ocean. I'm concerned that as we head toward like maybe Wednesday or Thursday of next week, I think the storm will be at its closest point to us right then. But I looked at all of the computer models that we meteorologists use when making our 7 or 10 day projections. And all of them are in accord, the Canadian model, the European model, and the American model, which is the which is called the GFS. All the models are in agreement that the storm will come up the coast and be in a very menacing position off the Mid-Atlantic and south of Cape Cod. But by the end of next week, all of the models have the storm taking sort of a right-hand turn out into the Atlantic, so into the North Atlantic. So I'll tell you what, the New England coast has been a mess with riptides and high waves, and I understand that the area up around Gloucester, Massachusetts yesterday, from Gloucester down around Cape Cod, and of course the Vineyard and Nantucket, just getting pounded. And a lot of times our family vacations at Nantucket, it's interesting to see each year how the sand moves. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a storm may hit Nantucket with near hurricane force northeast winds one year, and then it may hit Nantucket with hurricane force south winds another year. So the beaches, sometimes you'll say, it's the worst beach on the island. You go back the next year, it's the best beach
on the
island. Because of the way the sand is moved around.
Mm-hmm.
So the impacts right now for us are just big waves, rip tides. I mean, I would definitely listen to the lifeguards out there if there are, and I wouldn't go to a beach without lifeguards with the type of waves that are pounding in along the New England coast. And I would think that after a little bit of a break, that's going to happen again next week as Maria moves up the coast. So we've got plenty of time to watch it. It's nothing to be worried about at this point for us. I mean, you know, we've got to say our prayers for our friends and families in Puerto Rico or anybody on the Turks and Caicos, but they're not going to get hit nearly as bad as Puerto Rico did. Puerto Rico took a direct hit from a Category 4.
Brad, a question here. Now, it seems hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. Is this got something to do with the changing weather, the changing atmosphere, and will have a certain feel for the future? Does this mean this is something that's going to happen more often than it has in the past?
Well, Brad, that is an outstanding question. And I have to say that's above my pay grade. I mean, we've got the greatest minds on the planet working on these issues right now. But I will say empirically, when you think about what's been happening, even here, you kind of think locally and act globally. But if you look at what's happened here, we had Irene followed devastating flooding. Some of the ski areas up in Vermont were ruined by Irene. Then we had Sandy with the unprecedented flooding through Long Island Sound and into New York City and so forth. And then we had the October nor'easter where individually here at my home we had, a foot and a half of that heavy wet snow,
yep.
No power for 11 days. We had the record-setting blizzard in February of 2013, where Ansonia got 36 inches of snow in 24 hours. So, Brad, in answer to your question, yes, it does seem like there's something to this. I mean, obviously, if Maria came and hit the United States, that would be three major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher to hit the United States. And I don't know if that's ever occurred before. I mean, we have weather records going back a few hundred years, but it just seems to me this is just crazy. Week after week, they're not just regular hurricanes either. These are like almost top strength.
Now, Brad, explain again to our audience what all these models show regarding Hurricane Maria's path and our region.
All right, Dan, I think what we're looking at this weekend is we've got the breezy conditions today here, and we are under the circulation of Jose. There's no question about it. But as you work your way out to Cape Cod, and especially toward Nantucket, they will have squally rains today. And, you know, maybe as much as an additional 2 to 4 inches of rain in Nantucket. So if you've got any friends or family vacationing out that way, they sure picked a bad time to go because the weather is far better back here. So that's a direct result of Jose. It seems to me that we stay on the East Coast and in New England in kind of a summery pattern where we're up in the 70s and 80s during the day and dropping into the low 60s at night. It looks to me like we stay in this pattern until toward the end of next week when Maria makes its approach to us. So right now, I'd say the odds are overwhelming that Maria will miss us. But as she goes by, I think what it's going to do is yank on some cold air. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if next weekend, we're talking about some snow in Vermont and New Hampshire. So I think a big, big change in the weather pattern is going to occur once Maria goes by. But Maria will make her closest approach to us Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So when that happens, once Maria goes by, then the cold air will get yanked in. I think we see a pattern change, and I think we'll be finally done with tropical storms and hurricanes for a while. And maybe be thinking more of, hey, when's it going to snow?
Yeah.
So big change happening in the next, say, 7 to 10 days.
Wow. Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Thanks a million,
great
boy.
Stuff.
It's great to have you with us every now and then.
Yeah.
It truly, truly is. And Dan and I both appreciate it and thank you very, very much. You've always been and still are one of the best, if not the best.
Those words mean a lot to me, Brad. Thank you and Dan so very much, and I hope all of our listeners have a terrific weekend.